Hey, Zap Pals, Dave here again. I'm Zap Kupawi at MegaCon 2015. I'm with a very local artist, Justin Peterson, my favorite local artist. You've probably seen his work. Your work seems like it's everywhere I go, at least.
It seems like it's everywhere I go, too, because it's all up on my computer every day I turn it on. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's locally for sure everywhere, it seems like.
You do the T-flats, right? Tijuana flats, yes. In the area. You do all of them?
I do the majority of the Tijuana flats. Here in Orlando, they were built up before I started in 2008. So most of my stores are South Florida, North Florida, North Carolina, Virginia Beach, all over.
The thing I really love is you do murals. Murals? I'm saying that wrong, right? I'm saying like a northern guy.
Murals.
There we go. Which is unique. To like a lot of artists don't. I don't see that. You promote that you do it. How'd that start?
They asked me to do it. I would go into a Tijuana Flats with my friends in Brandon, Florida, and they would all point at the wall and be like, "You could do this." I'm like, "I don't even know how to get that job." And then one day I went into work and I had an email waiting in my email box from Tijuana Flats, and they're like, "Hey, you want to paint some murals?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll do. I guess I'm going to do it for free tacos. That sounds good to me." And I've been doing it for since 2008. So 75 murals since 2008.
Wow. That's, I didn't even know that number existed doing that. That's awesome. All different? All of them are completely different?
All completely different.
That's amazing. I'm here at your booth. You have a lot of new pieces from last year. I go to your website. It's verynearmint.com.
That's one of the websites, or justinpeterson.net.
And we were just talking before we started recording. Your references go all over the place. You have Sandlot stuff. You have Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. You have Batman stuff. Do you sit down and you're like, I want to draw something? Or do you see something and be like, I have to put this out now. I have to get the thought out of my head.
I do the pop culture stuff on the side when I'm not doing the murals or my book. It's sort of just a way to, you know, I try out different art styles or I try out different graphic design elements, and just sort of a fun release at the end of the day. You know, some people would go work out after they've had like a tough day at the office. It's like, oh, I've drawn for 15 hours. I'll draw for 3 more and I'll do something else that isn't like I'm not in my head about it. I can just sort of let go. And as far as like what I'm doing, I'm just stuff I love. Like you said, the Sandlot. Grew up with the Sandlot, and I thought, like, you know, walk around conventions, no one has the Sandlot print. And I why not? Maybe someone will like it. Maybe, you know, I have no idea. But I did it for myself first and foremost, and worked out.
Your books are all original art,
yes.
Correct?
I guess, maybe. I hope so.
Is the books are really what you focus on besides doing your commercial work?
Yeah, the book would be the main focus for sure, yeah.
How was your MegaCon so far? You're just touting it.
I mean, in terms of turnout, the crowd's been awesome. I think it's the biggest MegaCon anyone's ever seen. I know I've had a great time. Looking forward to coming back next year. I already bought my table, got that all under wraps. I'll be back with, fingers crossed, 3 new graphic novels next year. I'm taking like the year off from traveling, doing conventions, focusing on another variant of your mint book, and then 2 other graphic novels.
That's awesome, man. Your stuff's incredible. I tell everyone about your art. Huge, huge fan. Where can people find your art if they're not at the con today?
If they're not at the con, they can go to justinpeterson.net, and that'll take you sort of everywhere else to find my stuff. But you can check out the book at verynearmint.com. And I'm pretty big, like, posting on Instagram, and my Instagram handle is just Justin Peterson. So look it up.
Great. One last question for you. I know you're a big baseball fan. Do you believe, and a big Back to the Future fan,
yes.
Is Miami going to be in the World Series this year?
Well, the problem is with Back to the Future, they had Miami in the American League in 2015, and the Marlins are definitely in the National League. So we have some stiff competition from the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Nationals in our division. Do I think they can go to the World Series? I would love to think so, except that we've had the most horrible opening week I've ever experienced. I was so excited for MegaCon, and then the Marlins go like 1-4, and I'm like, all right, baseball season's over. Just pull the cap over my eyes. Want to crawl under bed. I'm like, baseball doesn't exist. I hate it. It's the worst to be like loving a team, and then the team just lets you down constantly. And especially the Marlins, who have only had 2 winning seasons practically in their entire existence.
Well, I'm glad the con's making up for your baseball foils, but
I mean, the con's almost over, but the baseball season has a long way to go. So I don't know. The convention is a brief upper before the huge downer of all summer long.
Hey, Justin, thank you for your time today, man. You take it easy.
Thanks, dude.